Hello, it's Barb in Nebraska, and today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2010. Yesterday we had our first meetings for the new school year, and one of the activities we did had a really nice reflection, and I wanted to share that with you. And it's based on 1 Corinthians 13, and the author is unknown. The title is, "And the greatest of these is love." Though I teach with skill among the finest teachers, and have not love, I have become only a clever speaker and a charming entertainer. And though I understand all techniques and try many methods, and though I have much advanced knowledge, so that I feel competent, but have no understanding of the way my students think and feel, it is not enough. And if I spend many hours in preparation and become tense and nervous with the strain, but have no love and understanding of the personal problems of my students, it still is not enough. The loving teacher is very patient, very kind, is not shocked when people bring him or her their confidences, does not gossip, is not easily discouraged, does not behave in ways that are unworthy, but is at all times a living example to his or her students of the good way of life of which he or she speaks. Love never fails. But whether there be materials, they shall become obsolete. Whether there be methods, they shall become outmoded. Whether there be techniques, they shall be abandoned. For we know only a little, and can pass on to our students only a little. But when we have love, then all our efforts will become creative, and our influence will live forever in the lives of our students. And now abide skill, methods, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.